أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع ماله وعدده يحسب أن ماله أخلده. كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة. نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة. إنها عليهم مؤصدة في عمد ممددة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السورة سورة الهمزة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about three bad qualities in a person which we should seek refuge, we should seek protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from these three evil qualities. So Allah ta'ala says that وَيْلُ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ اللُّمَزَةِ. Wail is destruction or a valley in Jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala says, wail be upon every person who is humaza. Humaza meaning a person who is always backbiting or speaking ill about any other person verbally, right? And lumaza is that person who is always taunting. You know, he's taunting another person, looking any bad quality in another person. He taunts him, or slanders him, or that person, not verbally but physically by his actions, he is bringing harm to another person. That is lumaza. So Allah Ta'ala, protect us from this. Backbiting is such a sin that before we realize, we are already backbiting another person. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that atadruna mal ghiba. He asked the Sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, but do you all know what ghiba is, what backbiting is? Then Sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum said, Allah wa rasuluhu a'lam. That Allah and His Messenger knows the best. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that ghiba is dhikruka akhaka bima yakrah. That ghiba is you mentioning of your fellow brother of what he dislikes. Right? So Sahabi asked, Ya Rasulullah, what if that particular thing we are talking about, an action or whatever it is, what if it is in that person? Meaning it's a fact we are talking about, what that bad quality or good, whatever bad we are talking about that person, it is a fact in that person. So what if it is a fact? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that is ghibah. You mentioning about that bad quality of that person behind his back, that is ghibah. If it was not, that bad quality is not in him, then that is not ghiba, that is bohtan, that is accusation. You are accusing him, and that is even bad sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned so many sins in the Quran, but the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the sin of ghiba, He mentioned it in most severe way. No other sin Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, like how He mentioned the sin of ghiba. What Allah ta'ala says, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْدُكُمْ بَعْضًا, that you don't backbite each other. Then Allah ta'ala said, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُ, that would one of you love to eat the flesh of a dead brother, فَكَرِهْتُمُهُ, you would dislike it. Why Allah Ta'ala, the ulama, they mentioned, why Allah Ta'ala mentioned eating flesh of a dead person? Why Allah Ta'ala mentioned it, the sin in that way? Because a person who is being backbited, that person, he can't defense. Like how a dead body, it can't defense, right? It can't protect himself when anyone does anything to him. Just like that, a person who has been backbited, he can't defense because that is spoken behind his back. He's unaware of it. You know, so he can't reply to what has been spoken about that person. You know, so it's a very bad sin. You know, before we realize we get into the sin, and Allah Ta'ala protect, you know, a person who is speaking, he's also backbiting, but the person who, all those who are listening, they are also backbiting. You know, they are also involved in the sin. You know, one of my teachers, Asatida, he would say that this sin, it actually doesn't start. You won't have intention of backbiting person. You would want to praise that person, right? You will praise that person. Then just one word you would say, then the whole conversation is changed. What is he says that? He says that as soon as you mention but, then the whole conversation has changed. You start backbiting. You know, you're praising a person, this person is like this, he's good. But now you make mention of all bad qualities in him. So Allah Ta'ala protect from backbiting. And humazat lumaza is you taunt a person. You look at that person, if that person has any bad quality in him, or you know his appearance is not appealing to you, not very good to you, you taunt that person of whatever that is. So that is also very bad. You know, as human beings, we should all remember, we are not perfect, right? We, all of us, there are some kind of defect in us, you know. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put many good into us also. So we should look at that good of every person, and we should get on with it, really. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَ, that those who gather the mal, gather wealth, wa'addada, and they count it. Allah Ta'ala mentioned these two sins, backbiting and taunting. Then Allah Ta'ala mentioned the third sin is hub, the love of the wealth. You know, a person who is rich, the person who is rich and he's always counting, he's stingy also, he's not really spending his wealth, you know, where he's supposed to spend, and not only that, but he's not spending in the rights of the wealth which he has, you know, he's not giving that, the rights, meaning zakat and sadaqah and giving the money to the poor, he's not doing that also. And why Allah Ta'ala mentioned this sin over here is because the previous two sins, this sin may be the cause of the previous two sins. Right? When a person has a lot of wealth, a person has a lot of money, you know, that pride will come into him. When the pride will come into him, you know, if he will look at another person, you know, he would want to intimidate that person. Right? He would want to make him look down, right? And possibly he will speak about the other person in the gatherings also. So all this because of the wealth, you know, because of the love of the dunya. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith that hubbu dunya ra'su kulli khati'atin, that the love of dunya is the head of all evil, right? So love of wealth is also very bad. You know, it's very bad. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once, he was walking in a market, and he saw a dead goat. So he went close to it and he said, "That who would want to buy this for, you know, very little money, for one dirham?" The Sahaba ikram said, "Ya Rasulullah, none of us would want to buy this. You know, who is that person who would want to buy this, the dead goat? No one would want to. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that wallahi لَدُّنْيَا أَهْوَنُ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ. That wallahi, the qasam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that verily this dunya is more inferior, more disgraceful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than you disgracing. You know, you, for you, it, this goat is inferior, just like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this dunya is more inferior. So, you know, this wealth, for us to understand, what is to understand is the wealth is not bad, right? For us to be rich, wealthy is not bad. But for us to have love of it, that is bad. Many Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhu, many of them, they were very rich, right? They were so much rich, right? But they used to spend. They didn't have, they had wealth, but they didn't have the love of wealth. You know, the Sufia Ikram, they give an example. They said that as long as the ship is floating, right, the ship is on top and the water is under, everyone is safe in that ship, right? But as soon as the water starts getting in the ship, there's a problem then, right? So similarly, our heart. Our heart should be floating on top of the wealth. As soon as that wealth starts getting in the heart, then that is a problem. Then we'll start drowning. So dunya in itself, the wealth, money in itself is not bad, right? But the love of it is bad, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of this, that alladhi jama'a ma'alam, that person who is gathering the money, wa'addada, obviously because he's got that love of that money, he's always counting it, looking at the bank balance, how much have I spent, you know, I've spent so much, oh, I've spent so much, you know, he's always counting that money, looking at the bank balance. So that is bad. يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَ. Then Allah Ta'ala says that that person, he thinks that verily his wealth, it will keep him eternal. It will make. It has made him eternal. كَلَّا لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُتَمَةِ. Never. That wealth has never ever made him eternal. That wealth, if that person, he hasn't given, you know, give out the rights of that wealth, لَيُنْبَذَنَّ. That will crush him فِي الْحُتَمَةِ. In حُتَمَةِ. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحُتَمَةِ. Allah Ta'ala is asking, what will make you understand what hutama is? Then Allah Ta'ala himself is saying, نَارُ اللَّهِ الْمُوْقَدَ. That it is the kindled fire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the quality of the fire? أَلَّتِي تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ. That fire, it will peep into the hearts of the people. It will reach the hearts of the people. In this world, if a person, if he gets burned, then before the fire reaches the heart, that person will die, isn't it? But in the life of hereafter, na'udhu billah, if a person, if he's burned, you know, there is no death. That he will taste the every moments of him getting burned. You know, Allah protect. So this is why Allah Ta'ala mentioned that that fire, it will reach, it will peep into the heart of the person, that that person will realize. Right? Allati tattali'u 'ala al-af'ida. What's the next verse? Innaha 'alayhim mu'sada. That verily, it will be covered upon them. That fire, it will be covered upon them. Fi amadim mumaddada. And that will be in an outstretched columns of that fire. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect. You know, these sins, they start from very little, but they, you know, they expand, and eventually Allah protect, that leads a person into Jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala protect us from all these three sins, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala you know, give us good qualities into us. Any brothers want to add anything?